Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My favorite blues band, Robert Cray, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me after the lesson. I am a small business advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, my new one, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check it out. Chris Bruhl, B-R-U-H-L, if you're Googling him, folks. He's the president, CEO of the Business Council of Fairfield County, Stamford, Connecticut, a beautiful part of the world. If you've never been to Connecticut, folks, Chris, I've been all over this country, and Connecticut is one of the most beautiful states in the country, and people who've never been there would have no idea how beautiful it is, would they?
I think you're right. I think, it has both, that New England feel of hills and small mountains and beautiful in the fall when the autumn leaves change, but it also has a coast.
Yeah.
And so you have the Atlantic Ocean there in Long Island Sound. So, yes, diverse and beautiful.
If you want to see, if you want to really see Connecticut, its most beautiful, drive, go to the middle of the state on one of the borders, and go the other direction, go straight horizontal, go horizontal, go 90 degrees across the state. Don't go with the highways, go across the highways. I did that one time. It was amazing. Hey, Chris, we're talking about chambers of commerce and business organizations like the Business Council there in Fairfield. What are you guys working on right now? Chris, at the Business Council in Fairfield County.
Well, we're working on really the big three issues of our members. Talent, nobody can get enough of exactly the people they need because the skills change that are needed are changing so rapidly.
It's a crisis in the marketplace right
economy,
now.
So that's number one.
Yep, all right.
Transportation. Transportation is very important. We've been built out. I mean, we've been inhabited here in Connecticut for 350 years. So the closer you get to the coast and closer you get to New York or up towards Boston, the density has led to, we built highways early. Therefore, they're kind of under-engineered for today's needs.
Right.
And same thing with rail. So we need to upgrade and modernize there. And then innovation itself, when you are an established community, just like a chamber, if you're around for generations, it's sometimes tempting to just keep doing what got you there. And instead, you have to understand that whatever got you there is probably not relevant anymore, other than maybe core personal values of honesty, hard work, etc.
That's been one of the hardest. That's been one of the hardest things for all of us to learn as we've turned into the digital age of the 21st century. The things that got us here probably aren't going to get us there. That's a hard lesson for all of us, isn't it?
It is. And also what you measure needs to change. And so, you can continue to succeed on the old things you measured while you get wiped out when something comes
right
at you from left field.
Yeah, exactly. So Chris, you said in the last segment we were talking about how chambers work and what people typically think, how people think about chambers. And you, I love your metaphor of, most people just think about chambers like the front door stuff, like the events and the mixers and things like that. But there's a whole lot of stuff behind the front door, inside the building. Take us inside and give us a handful of things that we ought to be able to take advantage of. We should take advantage of, not only to our benefit, but also in a way of service.
Yes, and I would say that we start with the idea that chambers are about commerce, about business, about growth, opportunity. Whatever a business does within a chamber, it has to work for the business, right? For the short term and the long term, it has to work for the business. But at the same time, if your community is dying, your company can't thrive. So it also has to be about the community. So putting those two things together, what's in it for me, what's in it for everyone else, most people tend to think of chambers as a place where they can meet and greet other people and where they can be kept up to speed about what's going on in their community. And they don't think as much about the opportunity for relationship development, trust development, demonstration of their skills, not just meeting. And so we encourage people and actually do training to think about any business organization as a place where you can find and meet the people you need to serve and sell to and form a trust-based relationship as equals while you are doing something good for your broader community. Mm-hmm. And that idea of we're going to build a relationship, we're going to be able to show people who we are, what we do, what we stand for as team members is much more powerful than, hi, hello, how are you?
It's a force multiplier, isn't it? It's a force multiplier. While you're serving, you're benefiting.
That's right. And then just on a practical level, someone, an organization, the chamber or the Society for Human Resources Management, or pick any one of them, they're doing an awful lot of jobs for you. They are maintaining your prospect pool by maintaining mm-hmm. their membership. Someone new comes to town, they bring them in.
Yep.
There's a turnover. You know, who is the new EVP of the community bank? They have that person engaged. So you get a constantly refreshed set of prospects as an opportunity to build and sustain and continue relationships with entities, with businesses, while their own leadership changes. And all that work, that expense, that time is largely done on your behalf by that organization. So there are an awful lot of practical benefits for thoughtful participation.
Right.
And then going beyond that, just to talk about the idea that
I got 10 seconds, Chris. One quick one.
Ask good questions. Thoughtful questions are free, and they are a brand enhancer. Ask good questions to all of these chambers.
The wisdom of a senior leader, ladies and gentlemen, in the business leadership community, Chris Burrell, the president of the CEO of the Business Council of Fairfield County. Chris, good job today. Come back soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks so much, Jim.
Keep up the good work.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.